Giri Vada Thari Saranandana Bajajana Ranjana Saranandana Bajajana Ranjana Samunna Tira Vannatari Chamuna Tira Vannatari Sayaladha Madhava Kunja Bihari Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Krishna Pad Paramam Safari Rajakacharya Asatara Satashri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Ramacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sagar Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gura Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinaya Shama Kundra Radha Kundi Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Prantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Guranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. One text, 17. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat. So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, continuing in 10th canto, chapter 9, text 17 today. Evam Swagrihadamani Evam Swageha Dhamani Chashoda Sandadatyapi Chashoda Sandadatyapi Gopi Gopinam Susman Yantinam Gopinam Susmayantinam Smayanti Vismita Bhavat Smayanti Vismita Bhavat Evam Swageha Dhamani Chashoda Sandadatyapi Gopinam Susmayantinam Smayanti Vismita Bhavat Evam Swageha Dhamani Yashoda Sandadatyapi Kopinam Susmayantinam Smayanti Vismita Bhavat Evam Swageha Dhamani Chasoda Sandadapyapi Kopinam Susmayantinam Smayanti Vishnita Bhavat. Evam Svageha Dhamani. Yasora Sandadapyapi. Gopinam Susmayantinam. Smayanti Vismita Bhavat. Anybody else? Please. Evam Svageha Dhamani. Yasoda Sandadapyapi. Prinam Susmayantinam. Smayanti Vismita Bhavat. Evam Svageha Dhamani. Yasoda Sandadapyapi. Gopinam susmayantinam smayanti vismita bhavat. Anybody else? Evam. In this manner. Svageha dhamani. All the ropes available in the household. Yashoda. Mother Yashoda. Sandadati api, although she was joining one after another. Gopinam, when all the other elderly gopi friends of Mother Yashoda, Susmayantinam, we're all taking pleasure in this funny affair. Smayanti. Mother Yashoda was also smiling. Vismita Abhavat. All of them were struck with wonder. Translation purport by Sri Krishna Prabhupada. Thus Mother Yashoda joined whatever ropes were available in the household. But still she failed in her attempt to bind Krishna. Mother Yashoda's friends, the elderly gopis in the neighborhood, were smiling and enjoying the fun. Similarly, Mother Yashoda, although laboring in that way, was also smiling. All of them were struck with wonder. Purport, actually this incident was wonderful because Krishna was only a child with small hands. To bind him should have required only a rope not more than 2 feet long. All the ropes in the house combined together might have been hundreds of feet long, but still he was impossible to bind, for all the ropes together were still too short. Naturally, Mother Yashoda and her gopi friends thought, how is this possible? Seeing this funny affair, all of them were smiling. The first rope was short by a measurement the width of 2 fingers, and after the second rope was added, it was still 2 fingers too short. If the shortness of all the ropes were added together, it must have amounted to the width of hundreds of fingers. Certainly this was astonishing. This was another exhibition of Krishna's inconceivable potency to his mother and his mother's friends. Amagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manopishtam stapitam jena bhutale swayam rupakatamayam dadati svapadantyaka. Nama om vishnu padaya krishna pristaya bhutale shrimati bhakti vedanta swaminiti namane namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharane Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dishatarane Panchakalpa Trupischa Kripa Sindhubyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Evam svageha gdamani, jashoda sandadatyapi, gopinam susmayantinam, smayanti vismitabhavat. Vismitabhavat, they were all struck with wonder. The gopis, they were watching this affair. Mother Yashoda, she's engaged in her devotional service here, binding Krishna with the ropes. She's, of course, Rupa Goswami says that anukulyena Krishna anushilanam, that bhakti rutamam, that we should engage in favorable devotional service. So one may ask, how is it binding Krishna? How is this favorable devotional service? But Mother Yashoda, she's the supreme example of motherly affection for Krishna. No one can compare with Mother Yashoda's love, parental love for Krishna. She's the example for all other devotees endowed with parental affection. And her engagement in devotional service is perfect in all respects. She's engaged in favorable devotional service by binding Krishna here in this pastime. It's most wonderful. Therefore the words here is vismitabhavat. They're all struck with wonder. How is this going? What is this going on here? This is just amazing. But at the same time, they were all smiling because how wonderful it is that they're adding all these ropes together. Two fingers too short. These two fingers very significant. One finger means one's efforts. No? And what is the other finger? I think.
Mercy.
Huh?
Mercy.
Mercy. So mercy is missing. Mercy and Lord's mercy and one's efforts are there. So these are, of course, later we'll see that Krishna, that these two finger, this shortness of two finger width will be bridged by the mercy of the Lord. Krishna takes compassion on his mother, because her only business, of course, is to see to Krishna's welfare. And first of all, it's described, yes, something I remember here, that the milk, because the pastime began with Krishna wanting to drink milk from Mother Yashoda's breast, which she did. She allowed him to drink for that milk from her breast. And at that time, there was some milk started overboiling on the stove. So something I remember here, that this milk was not ordinary milk. This milk was very, very special milk. Of course, it was meant for Krishna's pleasure. This, the specialty of this milk was that there was particularly, Nanda Maharaj had like 900,000 cows. And out of these 900,000 cows, something like 100 cows, something like that was very special cows. And these cows were kept in separately. And those from those cows, they would take those milk and feed them to another smaller group of very special cows. And that special cows, they would take that milk like this way. It would go on until they had this, the most special milk from all these 900,000 cows of Nanda Maharaj. And that milk was especially for the pleasure of Krishna, of course. And that milk was the milk that was boiling over on the stove. Mother Yashoda could not allow this to happen. This is very special milk. This is only for the pleasure of my Kana, Krishna. So she had to take care of this milk. This is such special milk for the pleasure of Krishna, and it was boiling over. The maidservants were engaged in other activities, other places in the household. So Mother Yashoda had to set Krishna down. Krishna, of course, this is all part of his pastime, his wonderful pastime. So So he feigned some anger, broke a butter pot, and hid away from them. From mother, when Mother Yashoda came back, she looked all over, where is Krishna? And she couldn't find him. Then finally she found him sitting with some crocodile tears, they call it, like that, eating some butter in the corner like that. And so she chased him. She thought, oh, this is not very good. He's very disturbed. And in this way, she thought, well, the best thing to do is bind him up, to keep him very carefully in one spot, so he won't be getting into trouble. Because children, of course, naturally, they get into such mischief like that. We know Krishna's activities were there. He engaged in so much mischief. We read previously how he used to go to the neighbor's house and pass urine inside their houses like that, and all sorts of mischievous activities such as that. So she decided to tie him up, and this way she used one rope and found it was these two fingers too short, just this much width like that. And the mercy and one's efforts like that, they're not sufficient to bind the Lord. So Krishna, he was watching this. He was enjoying all this pastime as a young boy. Mother Yashoda, she was gathering all the ropes together. I don't know how many ropes they must have had. You can imagine in the Nanda Maharaj's house, where they have 900,000 cows. You can't imagine how many ropes they had together. They were tying them all together. I don't know if she was having help in doing this, all tying together, how Krishna was doing at the same time. But this is, in this way, Krishna's pastimes are most astonishing. What is that? Atimarjani Bhagavan Guda Kapata Manasha. Krishna is acting. He's dressed like an actor on stage. He's dressed just like an ordinary human boy. But he's engaged. His pastimes are most wonderful. Atimarjani Bhagavan. Because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his pastimes are not like those of an ordinary child. But well, they are and they aren't at the same time. This is Krishna's inconceivable potency. And that inconceivable potency is, one has to understand that this Achintya Shakti, what is that? Achintya means something that cannot be understood, that is beyond argument. Now, Tom's Tarkana Joja, like that. What is it? Achintya Kalo Ebhava. So, unless one understands that Krishna has this inconceivable potencies, one can't really understand Krishna. There's the other verses there. Atapite devata padambujam daya prasada leshana grihita evahi janati tattvam. That unless one gets just the slightest prasada leshana grihita evahi, that just a tiny bit of mercy is required. Otherwise, one can never understand Krishna. Even great demigods we've seen. I think there was some discussion previously about how even great demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, even Anantadev, but Balaram in his pastime with the stealing of the cows and cowherd boys by Lord Brahma, he was bewildered that who these cowherd boys were. These are examples. Lord Brahma, of course, he was bewildered and different ways. Lord Shiva was bewildered by Mohini Murti. So great personalities like this, even up to Lord Balaram, he was bewildered by the potencies of Lord Krishna. So what to speak of ordinary living entities? We described yesterday how 78% we have qualities of Krishna. So, anyway, the example is there. What is that? Keshagri Shatadbhagasya, that the tip of the hair, we can have some kind of perception of, but the tip of the hair divided into 10,000 portions, that is a little bit beyond our comprehension. But that tiny portion, the tip of a hair divided 10,000 parts, that is the dimension of the living entity. Keshagri Shatabhagasya, how does it go, next line, whatever, that again you have to take 100 portions of each of those 100 portions. And that's the extent of the living entity. And Krishna, he can enter into the heart of that living entity. Not only he can produce so many universes from the pores of his body, that he's not only great by producing innumerable universes from the pores of his body, but he's also great other side by the entering into the heart of that tiny living entity. That's anoraniyan. He's smaller than the smallest and greater than the greatest. So this Krishna, that is the potencies that we should understand something of the Krishna's potencies. What is that? Aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarvama pravartate. That if one understands something about how Krishna is the source of all manifestations and still so great that he can enter into the heart of the tiny living entity, because greatness means all aspects, not one-sided. Greatness means all in such a way that he's crying as a tiny child, and at the same time all the great demigods, they're engaged in offering prayers to them. What is that? Yam Brahma Rudra Maruta Tuntanti Divyai Stavai. Is that it? Yeah. That all the great demigods, Brahma, Maruts, Shiva, they're all engaged in offering wonderful prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But here he's crying in front of his mother, Yashoda, and she's binding him with ropes. So these are the contradictory pastimes, the bewildering pastimes of Krishna. Queen Kunti, she said, she offered nice prayers to Krishna, how that these pastimes are so bewildering, even to ordinary devotees. Queen Kunti, she said, I can't understand how these things are going on, that these, and Mother Yashoda, of course, she's so exalted in her devotional service. She has no understanding. She has, sometimes they think that Krishna may be some demigod or something, because he does sometimes some very wonderful things, killing these demons and picking up Govardhan Hill, such things like that. So they think, well, he's some person, some great personality, could be some demigod. That's also not sure. But they're thinking that how wonderful this Krishna is, and with their transcendental love for Krishna, they also bewilder Krishna. So this is the greatness of the residents of Vrindavan, that even Krishna is bound by them and bewildered by these residents because of their transcendental love. Therefore, it's Rupa Goswami, in his descriptions of devotional service, he says that devotional service is transcendentally more powerful than Krishna himself. And that we'll see in this pastime when Krishna is bound by his mother. So, any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu.
How was the example where Lord Balaram was bewildered?
Lord Balaram was bewildered, touched on it, when Krishna was, when the cowherd boys and the calves were stolen by Lord Brahma, Krishna expanded himself into those same cowherd boys and calves, and for 1 year, he had no clue what was going on. And at the end of that 1 year, then he saw some exchange of love between the cows and the calves, and between the cowherd men and the cowherd boys, and he couldn't understand how such exalted exchange of love was going on between these persons. This is only, such love is only meant for Krishna, and especially from the cows of Vrindavan and the cowherd men of Vrindavan.
So Balaram played along for that year? Is that how it went?
No, he was bewildered. He didn't know what was going on.
The whole year.
And only at the end of the year he was thinking, what's going on here? He was bewildered by Krishna's potencies. This is the potencies of Krishna.
So Lord Brahma wasn't bewildered until like he came back after a moment, but Lord Balaram was bewildered the whole time. For the entire year.
Well, Brahma was bewildered for the whole year too, because he thought he had the cowherd boys and the calves, which is another Chris.
In Govinda Lilamata, it stated that even Ananda Shesha with his thousands of mouths cannot fully glorify the explain the glories of Krishna.
Yes. Yes, it's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes, Prabhu.
It's described that Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. So if he's described like that and we can see that his position is nothing in comparison with Mother Yashoda, then what is her position? Is she above a Vaishnavi? Or in terms
Lord
of
Shiva
description?
Is described to be the greatest Vaishnava, and we see that Mother...
He's described to be the greatest... Huh? He is described to be the greatest Vaishnava Anitan Shambhu.
Yeah, there's a few devotees that are described to be the greatest. What is that? Hantayam Adrira Haridasa Varjo. Hantayam Adrira Abala Haridasa Varjo. That Govardhan Hill is also described Haridasa Varjo, that he's the greatest of devotees. Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. There's the means Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. That's not exactly. I mean, there could be. I don't know if there's commentary on that, but Yata means like. Doesn't say there's not. I mean, there's not no other devotee like him. That's in that sense, at least as far as. My understanding of Sanskrit, but of course, because there's no devotee greater than them, that doesn't mean that there's different levels. Just like the gopis are described in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita and other places as the greatest of all devotees, and here, but Mother Yashoda. And as far as parental love, she's the supreme. There's no other, that's also described in the scriptures. So there's different standards.
She's a gopi.
Huh? She's a gopi, okay. All right, that's okay.
You also mentioned Mother Yashoda.
Okay, but Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Mother Yashoda is not in that particular group like that. There's different standards of devotional service. That's the point. That there's just like Rupa Goswami describes the five main rasas. So in each of these rasas, there's an example, that, the best example of that particular mood of devotion. So from comparative studies, again, you can understand that the Madhurya rasa has qualities that are not found in the other rasas. Just like earth has all the qualities that are found in water, air, fire, like that. So the Madhurya rasa has all the qualities that are found in Vatsalya, Sakya, Dasya, and Shanta. But some of these other Vatsalya, of course, Vatsalya is a particular kind of rasa that is perfect in its own respect. But anyway, the point is that each of these rasas, there's particular examples of the supreme examples of that particular mood. And in the Vatsalya rasa, Mother Yashoda, she's the topmost. All right? Everybody? Yes, that's what I understand. Huh?
Lord Shiva's position is Adhikrita Das. There is four kinds of servant.
Okay.
Dasharas. Past is demigod, Brahma, Shiva. They are Adhikrita Das, appointed. So he is great, but he has a sambram, awe and reverence to God.
Yes.
As a result, he cannot come too close to God because the position, mamata, is not there. Mother Yashoda supersede in that category, that her mamata became so condensed that Supreme Lord becomes under.
Yeah, the devotees in Madhurya Rasa, they'll sit on the same seat, sit right next to their Lord. That you won't find in these other rasas like that. Of course, Mother Yashoda, she's has some different. He'll sit on her lap.
Maybe you Krishna. Can narrate the story of the Nandishwar Shiva.
Nandishwar Shiva, yes. Yeah. This, how's this? That, yeah. Nandishwar Shiva. What? What?
Ladies have questions.
Okay. Now, you had one question. Let the ladies have their turn. You can come back.
You were saying that the two fingers represent mercy and endeavor. How do you know the line between over-endeavoring and the endeavor?
How do you know if...
You have to endeavor.
Yes.
But what if it falls into over-endeavor? And do you just expect the mercy will come, or may it not come?
This is a good question.
Verse before.
Not next one, also. I don't think. I can't see very well. Yes, I'm sorry. Drishta Parishramam Krishna. Yes. Parisham. That's a word for a very very great endeavor, Parisham. What are some verses there, Parisham, that... Okay. You have some comment on that?
Just that over-endeavor, when it comes to the point of over-endeavor, it takes you away from Krishna.
Yeah.
You get absorbed in the activity and the stress of doing it, and you forget what you're doing it for. So over-endeavor means you've gone beyond the point of endeavoring for Krishna, now you're endeavoring for something else.
When they're talking about over-endeavor, sometimes it's described over-endeavor for mundane things, for mundane objectives. We don't... Yes. Yes. But yeah, that's a little different. Yes, okay. Dan will explain how Mother Yashoda's endeavors are different.
That the points to be considered by Sanatan Goswami, that Mother Yashoda came to conclusion. What conclusion made her to bind Krishna? First of all, conclusion is that day was the next day of Diwali. And she was always praying to Jogamaya that there will be a day, maybe if I can milk myself, churn the butter, I will do everything and feed him, then he will never go and steal. So there was no maid servant at that moment. It's a whole episode took place. And so when she saw that the deity room, Narayan's room, where the big pot of butter is smeared, the deity room is completely mess. She has to clean, no maid servant. Then she saw that he's mischievous. So one after another, then she came to conclusion that I have raised this boy with my breast milk. If I cannot discipline, who else will? So there are many things to be considered. It is not an over-endeavor. It is that her conclusion when the other gopis are laughing, other gopi mothers are laughing. He said, if I cannot control and discipline, then
how? No, talking about binding him, no? Binding, the endeavor for binding him.
Yes.
While she's putting so many ropes together.
Yes.
Trying again and again.
So Prabhupada gives in the purport, I don't know which one, next one or two, three or before, that there is a two potency is simultaneously acting there, inconceivable potency. One is Vaibhav Shakti, in Sanskrit you can look at it, and the one is Sapta Sankalpa Shakti. So Prabhupada writes, because Krishna desired, I will not be binded, because I have to play with the boys, I have to do a lot of mischievous things. So he desired, so Mother Yashoda can never bind, nobody can bind. But because of her serious, intense desire to discipline and bind, and she is sweating, and then she is praying to Narayan for that. At that time, same Narayan Krishna shows his mercy. So these two together made him to be under her binding.
Such a sankalpa shakti, this is the desire, the potency that anything desired is automatically accomplished.
Yes.
This is one of the qualities of a liberated personality. Of course, Krishna is the supreme and liberated personality.
But one thing very astonishing, when the Bhakta Vatsala Shakti appears, all other Shakti subordinate,
yes,
surrender to her.
Yes. Okay, we have some other.
Hare Krishna. I hope it has relevance, but so I was reading the other day that there's the five primary rasas, but seven secondary ones.
Yes.
Did you want to recount those seven? Did you want to recount those seven secondary?
Did I want to read out? I don't have them in front of me here. I don't know them all by heart, I think. But I could tell you a few of them.
Okay, thank you.
Rodra is anger. There's anger. There's astonishment, fear, and fear? Laughter,
compassion,
astonishment, ghastliness, and the chivalry, no? Chivalry, Lakshmi Muni had something else there? No? What?
Ghastliness.
Oh, ghastly, oh no. I thought some before you had something else. Okay.
Ashtashaki Prabhu was talking about Mother Yashoda over-endeavoring. I think she was asking a question about
over-endeavor. She was not
okay.
In general. Okay. So your question wasn't exactly answered as far as over-endeavor. Yeah, that's a good question. That we. Because we see the example of Draupadi, that's a good meditation that as long as she was holding on to her sari, Krishna didn't help, but as soon as she let go and completely dependent, I think the qualification here is that one has to be completely dependent on Krishna, and one should also at the same time have purpose to engage in his service like that. So if one has simultaneously these two completely dependent on Krishna and work in such a way that as far as one's ability to serve Krishna, Tesham the Dhamma Buddha Yogam Tam Krishna will give the intelligence how far one has to endeavor and one how far one has to depend on Krishna.
A question. At a certain point, does it the person just realize that it's actually all mercy? You're depending on the mercy and thinking that the mercy is going to look different than everything else that's already happened. And then I'll get what I was endeavoring for. But I think at a certain point, don't you just recognize the whole thing is mercy? Like in this pastime, which part of it isn't extraordinary? The fact that the rope was too short, the fact that she caught Krishna, the fact she's running after. So I just have a question. How do you define mercy as being something different than everything else? Seems like it's all mercy.
How does one? Well, one has to. The mercy means that one has to be able to recognize. Just like here in this end of the last purport here, Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Swayam Eva Spuratida. This is important, very important line. Swayam Eva Spuratida. That Krishna, the example is that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives a nice story about seeing the sun. In the nighttime, you can bring as many candles, power light they have now. They have the electrical searchlights they didn't have back that maybe that time. You can bring as many as you want. You can't find out the sun at nighttime with all your technology and whatever you have, light bulbs and everything. You can't find out the sun at nighttime. So whatever endeavors one makes in devotional service, they're all dependent on Krishna. Prasada lesha anugrihita. One has to have at least a drop of mercy. And then swayam eva spratyada, that Krishna will manifest it. And that, again, that verse I just mentioned from Bhagavad Gita, dadami buddhi yogam tam, that Krishna gives intelligence. This is mercy, this is, you know, this is maya.
How do you define what
Maya
mercy is?
Maya means mercy also.
But how do you define what mercy is?
Huh?
One other definition is to tolerate everything, whatever happens. Tatenu kampam sushamikshamana bunjana evatmikatam vipakam vidvagvapurvir vididhanamaste yomukti
padayasidhaibha.
If one accepts,
Haridas Thakur said that this was my big mistake, that I tolerated blasphemy of the devotees. So one doesn't tolerate. One has to also know when to tolerate, when not to tolerate. So the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam, Krishna gives intelligence to the devotees. That's
Kuber Atma Jau Baddha Murteva Jadvat Tayamuchito Bhakti Bhajo Kritocha. Did the Kubera's son in this Leela, did they endeavor to get liberated? No. It was the mercy of Narad Muni, now the mercy of Mother Yashoda. Krishna did not plan to deliver them. It was Mother Yashoda's endeavor and Krishna's mercy that he got binded. Now he's delivering. So when you remember that verse, Siddhir Bhavati Banaiti Sangsayachuta Sevinam.
Yes.
Nishangsayastu. So one should endeavor for the mercy, not to Krishna directly. Should go always to Prabhupada and then Krishna. It will be easier, otherwise doubt will be there. Yes. I'm chanting for so many years. This Krishna really hears? Does he really correspond? This doubt will come. It is guaranteed. Sanatana Goswami for founding it. So therefore, one should endeavor prayers to his Guru, Prabhupada, very important.
Guru Krishna Prasad, Yasya Devi Parabhaktir Yata Devi. One should have faith in both, not that the only Guru.
But guru
is more
access.
Important.
Yes, Guru is the
access. Bhakta Puja Bhyadika, that is slightly... you have something else, Mataji? No? Okay. Okay.
Okay. I was thinking of this verse,
all right.
719, after many births, and deaths, one is actually now surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes, and all that be such a soul is very rare. And in a purport, Prabhupada said, it's a long, just this one sentence. It says, realizing this, he becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrenders to him. At such a time, one understands that Lord Sri Krishna's mercy is everything. So when it says Vasudev Sarvamiti, they think Krishna's everything. But after they realize that, he realizes that Krishna's mercy is everything. So I always thought that's an interesting...
Yeah.
What is the first mercy?
How he comes to that point.
Born of Krishna is called his divine grace. The guru that he sent for me is the first mercy that a devotee should endeavor. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur pounds. And I noticed Prabhupada put this, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, all this word. The one disciple should always take the guru's instruction as the life and soul. Mercy of Krishna is guru, is Prabhupada, first. Then all other mercy will automatically lined up.
All right. That's enough for that. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.